How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Tone and Show. Some can hang, some can't. You got to be cut different to be here. How's everybody doing today? Tone and back at you with another show. How you doing today, Ant?
Doing good, bro. How are you?
Doing just as well, man. Had a great night's sleep, man. Up and at 'em, ready to go. After the show, I might I'm going to go on me a little jog, man. Throughout the little neighborhood.
Yeah, it's hot as hell. You're going to pass out.
Yeah, we good. We good here. But let's get into today's show. for our first topic, we got just the thoughts and everything on, you know, quote-unquote Blackout Tuesday. Now, you know, for me, I'm pretty sure as of everybody, my whole entire social media was literally blacked out. Like, yeah, you would see, you know, pictures from here and there, somebody promoting something. Like, for majority of it, everybody, you know, kind of did the little, you know, the whole black, you know, black picture, black screen type thing. And I definitely thought, you know, it would mean something. But I felt like some people just did it just because, like, and I wanted to wait, but, like, I couldn't because Drew Brees, he posted the blackout thing, right? First of all, it wasn't even all the way black. Looked like, you know, it had like, I don't know, it looked gray to me. And, you know, following, you know, it's just funny how things were because he posted that, but then he goes to say, you know, stuff he said yesterday. And like I said, we're going to get to that topic, but it's kind of like just weird how things were because, like I said, he posted that, and then, like, it wasn't even all the way black, and then he says this, and then it just, I don't know, it's just maybe something I just think. You know, it just doesn't feel like he was all the way with the movement anyway. I think that's what I'm trying to kind of get to.
Okay, yeah. So, first off, I can't mess with Drew Brees no more. He's done for with me. I can't rock with that. I seen he came up with that little BS apology. He probably had somebody else, right?
Yeah, a little PR stunt.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, I'm cool on that. But it was cool to see everybody, you know, together yesterday, and I'm glad that everybody's continuing with the movement. And I just think we just got to keep going with it if we want to see any change.
I feel that. I definitely like what I saw. But you know, I just hope, I just hope all this stuff, man, keep going in the right direction.
On me.
But for our next topic, our prayers have been answered. The NBA has been confirmed to be coming back July 31st, but they are only bringing back 22 teams.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I really wish it was a little bit sooner than July 31st. I mean, shoot, we are today, June 4th.
June 4th, man.
We got, like, damn, we got, man. We that's got why they be wild, doing that. Boy. I mean, they be doing that with the, you know, with the Marvel and DC movies, bro. You know, my little superhero movies, but they be like, coming summer 2024. Like, what?
why you even give us the trailer right,
right
now?
Right, right. Mean, why even tell? I don't want to hear about it. Let me know 2023.
Man. Cause it's still gonna be all anticipated, but man, they got reports. You know that boy Woj, you know he never missed. But they got 13 Western Conference teams and 9 Eastern Conference teams with they're gonna only do 8 regular season games per team. Now, go ahead.
Go ahead. You got it.
I saw a post on Instagram, and it only looked like it'd be, I mean, I don't even know why they wouldn't go with this, but it's just going to be the first 13 Western Conference teams and the first 9 Eastern Conference teams. Now, we know, okay, in the Eastern Conference, what is that, two teams, I believe, yeah, well, 3 teams. Brooklyn, Orlando, and Washington, they all have losing records.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I understand. And in the West, let me extend the East. In the East, 3 teams have clinched their playoff berth: Milwaukee, Toronto, and Boston. And they all have substantial records. But in the West, only 1 team, you know, obviously the Lakers have clinched their playoff berth. And other than that, I think I understand why they – because I was kind of confused on why it was 13 West and 9 Eastern. Yeah. I saw on Bleacher Report, I was like, why is that? Like, why is it like that? And then I kind of look over in the West, and it's a toss-up. Every, like, you know, after the Clippers, because the Clippers are 44 and 20, you know, Denver's right behind them with 44 and 23. Got Utah. And then this was interesting to me. It's crazy that people thought OKC would obviously go downhill, but they're actually doing great. Like, that five through seven range, OKC is 40 and 24, Houston is 40 and 24, and Dallas is 40 and 27. And I feel like so that those eight games, that we can see a shift right there. But then it kind of got interesting to me. Like I said, the 13 teams. So Portland 29-37, they're the 9 spot right now, and Memphis is 32-33. That could see a you know a jump right there. Memphis could be knocked out, and then just the other teams after that. San Antonio, if they could do 8-0, I'm not saying they will, but if they could do 8-0. They could possibly move into eight spot with them being 27-36. Now I feel like I think I kind of like got the reason why they did 13 Western Conference teams. Like I said, because it's a toss up with those last eight games. Because if a team go 0-8 or 2-6, like they could obviously have a decrease in standing. So I'm definitely for this. And just a little teaser, not even a tease, just a little something I just saw. Jerry West, you know the great Jerry West, play with the Lake Show. He said a Lakers versus Clippers finals would be, quote unquote, the ultimate competition. Go ahead, Ant, go and do what you got to do.
It was really weird that you just did all that at the end. Like, I don't understand what was the point in that.
I don't want to slide it. I just want to slide.
But why though? But why?
I can't.
But why?
Explain it.
No, because like
I didn't want to slide
you always want to call other people out on being weird, but you want to act weird yourself.
Bro, I just wanted to slide that in there. What are you talking about?
It's just odd to me, but whatever. Anyway,
it's odd to me.
Right. But yeah, I agree with everything that you just said though. Like, it was a toss up with those teams. But I honestly would like to keep it even on both sides, have like 11 from each conference, like the best 11, you know, like in the standings. And then just go from there. I feel like, let's say the Lakers and Clippers meet in the finals, right? All right, whoever wins that series, you know what I'm saying? I feel like their championship is gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. A lot of people aren't going to say it's, like, validated. A lot of people are going to be like, well, they didn't play the top team in the East and everybody else played the top team in the East. You know what I mean? Like, I can see people, like, going that route. And I wouldn't feel like that at the end of the day because everybody had their opportunity. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like somebody had more of an opportunity than the next team.
Yeah.
But still, though, it's just, like, I would rather see it, like, best in the East. Best and West, they go with it in the finals like how it's always been. Just to keep it the same, so there won't be no talk of like that type of stuff. I mean, yeah, Lakers, Clippers, NBA finals, okay, that'd be cool, but at the same time, like, you know, those were the two top teams that was gonna meet in the conference finals anyway.
Yeah.
So like the two teams in the best conference usually do face off in the conference finals anyway. So that's a championship. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I would just rather them keep it the same. But I am super excited, though, because, like I said, like, I feel like everybody is pretty much just starting with a clean slate going into this. And, you know, like, teams that didn't have a chance, really, like teams like Memphis, for instance, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they can really, you know, put together some games and, like, you know, get far in it. So I think it'd be really interesting to watch. I'm curious to see how they're going to do the schedule, too. Like, are they going to have multiple games a day to try to, like, you know what I'm saying, speed up the process? Or are they just going to do, you know what I mean? So that'd be pretty cool to see how they do all that.
Bro, I can't wait to watch basketball again, bro. Like, I can't wait to watch basketball again.
I mean, it's going to be really weird. It's going to be like watching – because I don't think they're not going to let fans in there, so
– man.
So it's just gonna be them just hoping.
Right.
It'd be tough though.
Pickup game.
I mean, that'd be tough. Like, yeah. And then hopefully they maybe they put like some mics on them so you can hear them or something. Yeah, that would be cold. But like,
I ain't gonna lie, a team that really stood out to me this year, outside of the OKC, it straight was Denver. Cause like they in the third spot, bro. I did not think they'd be in the third spot, like even coming this far. You know what I mean? I'm not saying obviously they'd be in the third spot for the rest of the year if the year had to go on. Like I said, they had 20 some games left. But like they actually like kind of surprised me, like them being in the third spot. I thought it'd probably be like Houston or something like that. But yeah.
Denver is not going to do nothing, dude.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do nothing either.
You know, it's always a team that's like super good, but just can't seem to get the ring, and they are that team.
Yeah, I definitely like I appreciate that guy, like Will Barton. He's played for Portland. Like I've been watching him since he you know came from Portland because he like you know I like Portland and everything, but he definitely he wanted a little player that I like on that team. But on to our next topic, and this gonna show how real I am, like. When we get to this last with these last two segments, because I'm not messing with Drew, man. But Drew, obviously, we heard his national anthem, his little comments and everything. But our question is, will it affect his influence in the locker room? Old Drew, that's crazy.
I don't know, bro. If I was on that team, I don't know if I would want to be on that team no more, bro. I'm just keeping it a buck because how can you – I can't be in the same locker room with a dude that, you know what I'm saying, basically just, you know what I'm saying, just said he didn't care about my people. You know, in the middle of all this stuff going on, you know what I'm saying, I seen Michael Thomas, yeah, came out, you know what I'm saying, he said something on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, and that was cool. You know, definitely hold him accountable. You know what I mean? But and then like I said, the little BS apology this morning, that even irritated me even more about it. I just and it's messed up too, because I'm telling like I messed with Drew Brees, bro. Like he was, you know what I'm saying? Like I thought he was, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, because Drew Brees is like that. But I just can't, I can't do that, bro. So. It is what it is with that one.
It definitely feels like when I saw, you know what I'm saying, what Drew Brees said yesterday, it real like, you know what I'm saying, rubbed me the wrong way, bro. Cause like, you straight, like, you know what I'm saying, when you get older, man, you get wiser, you get smarter, you got experience, all that type of stuff. But like, you just out there 40 years old, you naive. Like, you just don't know what's going on. You talk like, and I hate when people do the little, like, it represents the military and my like, I hate, they run to that.
You don't have nothing to do with that.
That's what I'm saying, but they run to that all the time. And it's always, like, the older people who do that. Like, I want to, that's why my hand is over, like you said, that's why my hand is over my heart to represent my grandfather. And, you know, one was in the Navy, one was in the Marine and stuff like that, bro. That's not what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. Like, multiple people said, bro, I'm pretty sure there were African-Americans fighting right next to your grandfather and your I don't know if he said his father or his great-grandfather or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There were African-American people standing there fighting right next to them. And for them to come back and be mistreated, it just wasn't right, man. And, you know, for them to be fighting for their country, like I said, for them to be fighting for their country and everything, and just come back to being mistreated and killed and you know, put in prison, all that type of stuff. It doesn't sit right with me at all. And I say a lot of things about, you know, if I ever grew up in that time, that, like, you know, I'll probably be dead a long time ago. Like, I pray that I'll ever be in that position, because, like, these policemen, man, they'll flip the script on you so fast and,
mm-hmm.
They'll make it seem like they haven't done anything to you, man. And then next thing you know, you dead. You in prison for some stuff you ain't, you know what I'm saying, you ain't even do. You in charge of stuff you ain't do. And like, you know, some of the stars who said something, like Ed Reed, he straight up called Drew Brees a sucker. And then Stephen Jackson, my fault. he was just saying F Drew Brees, and you know what I'm saying, telling people, bro, there's no straddling the fence with this. Like, it's either on you with us or you know what I'm saying, or you on the other side.
Right.
And then I used to like how Michael Thomas, he held him accountable, saying he don't know no better. And one that really stood out to me was I don't know if you know who Peter Rosenberg is. I think he like an analyst. He's some, I forgot what he was, but he called Drew Brees a privileged idiot. And he had like a administrative video straight going in on Drew Brees. And I was like, bro, that's the one that like really stood out to me because he real life, you know what I'm saying? He like, I don't know, he just really stating the facts, man. Like, dude, you straight, you know what I'm saying? You older, you should be, you know what I'm saying, leading people in the right direction, but you just acting real naive right now. But man, like I said, I can't mess with Drew Brees, bro. I can't, yeah. Yeah, I can't, like, bro. Yeah, you stats, all that, but this we ain't talking about football right now, man. We should talk about you as a person, dog.
I mean, he can't come to the cookout no more.
Simple. if you show up, you might want to leave.
So,
but we're definitely gonna take a break in the show, and we'll be back with more topics. Welcome back to today's show, and for our next topic, we have. Can Damian Lillard win a championship with the Portland Trail Blazers?
You know, I'm gonna go ahead and tap in that one. So, like, I think I personally don't think he can win one in Portland, but I think that he's capable of doing it. With the team that he has now, I think they're capable of it, but I don't think he's going to win one. So, with that being said, I would really like to see Damian Lillard leave Portland and go somewhere else where he has a little more assets on his team. I just don't think Portland is. I don't ever see them really because I mean. Portland has been, you know what I'm saying, for the past few years or so, you know what I'm saying, and when I say few years, I mean going back to like Brandon Roy and LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, they've had solid teams over the years, you know, but the thing with them is, it's just like, for some reason, they just can't, like I said before, like there's always that one team that just, you know what I'm saying, they got the talent to do it, but they just can't get there, and Portland one of them teams, so. But I think Dame is for me. He's too big of a superstar to not win one. Like right. Dame got to retire with at least two or three of them. And I feel that way. I feel the same way about Chris Paul. It really hurts that like when I think about him, like damn, Chris Paul, he really won't get a ring unless he, you know what I'm saying, leave OKC and I don't know, go team up with. Bron or somebody, you know what I mean? Like maybe they could do it, but I just don't, you know, and it sucks because it's like, dang, like those are players that I feel really should, you know what I'm saying, have a championship. I don't really, you know, like the players that we, you know what I'm saying, we know they're really good that didn't win one, of course, was like Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Reggie Miller, Tracy AI. McGrady, right, AI. I mean, you know what I mean? So, I just don't see – I feel like Dame is just too big of a superstar to fall into that category, bro. So, I would really like to see him leave. I really don't have a destination in mind as to where he should go. I mean, it would definitely be cool to see him go to the Lakers for sure. And that's not me being biased. I mean, like, if you think about it, him with LeBron and AD, you know what I'm saying? Like, that could be pretty nasty right there. So, I would love to see something like that. But I just think he need to go somewhere – you know, saying and just and team up with another superstar that's on his level. No disrespect to CJ, but you know, saying team up with a superstar that's like on his level. You know, what I'm saying like maybe he can come to LA and team up with Bron and AD, and then when Bron leaves, you still got AD and Dame running the show. You know, so I think that could be pretty nitro. Yeah, I would like to see something like that happen, man. But it's to the question. I don't think that he is capable of winning one in Portland.
What if he went to the Clippers?
Okay.
He's talking about some okay.
All right. So that's what you want to do. So that's what you want to. No. You want to bring this type of stupidity onto this show, and I'm not gonna allow it. I'm not gonna go for it because at the end of the day, my name is attached to this show, and I refuse to let you drag it through your stupidity. Like that's right. that is just crazy to me. How you sit there and you think it's so hee hee ha 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 ha. You think it's so funny. It's crazy. And oh, like I knew when Kawhi, when he signed with the Clippers, he was gonna be on this type of time. I said, your colors are really about to be tested right now. Oh, and you really showing them. You showing them just like Drew Brees.
Bro, do you remember when whenever you said Kawhi, like during the offseason, you said Kawhi is gonna go. You said Kawhi, I think Kawhi gonna go to the Clippers. I said, what? I said, bro, if anything, he's gonna stay with Toronto or he might slightly go to the Lakers. I said, bro, he's not going to the Clippers. Soon as he signs, bro, I say, what? I say, I don't even know what to do, bro. Like,
bro,
this is my guy, man.
I felt it, bro. I said, man, he going to go to the club. I said, bro, I felt it. Something just told me that he was going to be on that type of time.
I can't, but I honestly can't believe he was on that. I still can't believe that to this day, bro, even though we all the way into
No. Like, you want to know what I can't believe? What? That OKC just gifted him Paul George. That's what I can't believe.
He gifted
bro. They say, here, happy birthday, Kawhi. Like, what?
He said, I can't believe.
And that blew my mind, bro. That blew my mind. I said, what? I said, see, this man, I said, Paul George just signed, the year before, bro, just signed a max contract, 4-year deal. And then all of a sudden, he gone. He linked up with Kawhi in L.A. I was hot.
He said, I was hot. I can't believe Paul George. Paul George is supposed to have been a Laker. It's sick to me.
Man, don't even get me started on that. Because I'm telling you, remember we was counting down the days, bro, to the free agency because everybody knew he was going to sign with LA. That's what he said. That's what he said. He said he was going to LA. Then all of a sudden, bro, this dude want to
sign another deal. He signs another deal with OKC and then breaks the deal and then goes to the Clippers. He said, I'm coming to LA. I'm just
right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Anyway, man. Go ahead. My fault. Go ahead.
And I was just gonna say, bro, the Lakers. You know, we've had issues like that in the past. Like, the Chris Paul situation. I know that wasn't Paul George situation, but that still broke my heart, though. That still broke my to this day.
To this day, man.
Well, wild to say to this day.
To this day, bro. It's crazy that you have mentioned Paul, Chris Paul, and you was like, the people who ain't got a ring and stuff. I'm thinking like, bro. He can.
Oh, we would have. Yeah, would have had one.
He can honestly thank David Stern for that. I mean, RP to that man, But like, he can honestly thank David Stern because he definitely vetoed that trade, bro. It's crazy.
Kobe would have got him right.
Definitely would have, bro. He definitely would have got a ring, bro.
For sure. Because I feel like, bro, oh my God. Because that even with, that was the same year Kobe. If two things didn't happen. If Chris Paul would have came instead of Steve Nash,
man,
and Kobe didn't tear his Achilles, then it would have been up there.
That was that year?
Yeah, that was that year. Because remember, because we only had Dwight in the playoffs that year, and then we got swept by the Spurs.
Definitely got swept by the Spurs. I remember that.
Yeah, I was hot.
I was hot.
And then Dwight, he pulled his little shenanigans,
Man, I don't even want to talk about
Dwight. Exactly. But we're gonna move forward.
Anyway, this definitely was one of my favorite topics. Cause I definitely think that Dane can win in Portland. I think he can win the championship in Portland. And like I do, I'm with that notion of you saying obviously it's that one team. The Clippers were that one team before. Like you said, this year Denver may be that team that, they got what it takes, but they just can't get there. And I definitely think Portland since Dane, well, I ain't like you said, Brandon Roy, but as of recently, since Dame been there, they've always been a playoff contender team, and they've made it. And I always, even though I like CJ McCollum and Dame, CJ McCollum, he's honestly my favorite player on that team. Mm-hmm. But for them to, I always said, bro, they need something else other than two guards, because two guards not going to win you.
Yes.
When you the chip, bro. And
yeah, they need a four. They need either a small forward or a power forward.
Right.
That's exactly what they need.
Because the difference with Golden State, and their two guards, Klay Thompson can guard just about any position on the court. And CJ McCollum, he being off guard, he can't do that. He's 6'3", 6'4". He's not gonna be able to guard anybody on the court.
He ain't tall enough. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And he's not, like you say, he's not tall, he's not big, he's not strong enough. So for them to I definitely feel like they did a great job with signing Melo, and Melo kind of producing. He obviously had a little rocky start. No, I think he had a did he have a good start in the beginning, or was it? I think it was a rocky start in the beginning. I think he just started playing good, right?
Yeah, but he's okay, a good. Okay. I like him on that team, though.
Yeah, I really
do. So
I definitely do as well. And with Trevor Ariza, obviously getting up in age, he definitely. But I definitely still that like still feel that he's a good piece for that team. Obviously, the awesome. The defensive anchor, he can guard that LeBron or that Kawhi or that Paul, anything like that. He can guard that spot. And, you know, I think they have a solid big man. They have actually two solid big men for me. They got, obviously, they got Hassan and they got Nurkic. Nurkic is a, bro, he's a defensive rebounder, I would say. He's not really an offensive threat. Hassan either. So I think they need scoring in the in that post post area. Like I said, these two guards, they're not going to be able to do it for you, especially you don't have – first of all, well, Dame, he has Steph Curry ability. He can shoot it from the logo. But CJ, he's not a spot-up shooter. CJ can – if anything, he does a little bit more than Klay on the offensive end because Klay is obviously just a spot-up shooter, but he will also put it on the ground, get you a mid-range or, you know, put it on the ground, do a little step back and hit the three. But CJ – I don't know. I just feel like you just need a better, bigger off guard. And, you know, they got Rodney. Like I said, I feel like they have P. They got Rodney Hood, Trevor Ariza. We both talked about it the other day at Simmons, Anfernee. I don't know how you say his name. Anfernee.
Yeah.
Anfernee Simmons. I don't know how you say it, but they even got one of my favorite rookies, Nazaire Little, Caleb Swanigan. They got him, what, in 2017, I believe. They also have my boy Zach Collins of 2017 draft, and the dude from the Knicks, Herzonia. They got him, Herzonia. He's like a solid player as well. Like, bro, the Portland Trailblazers, I've always looked at them since they had Brandon Roy and everything. They always been one of my favorite teams, and like I just feel like I want to say that Dame can honestly do it. I think he can do it with this group of people. Maybe actually, I'm saying maybe not this group. He probably still needs to add some pieces. Like I said, he needs a scoring big man instead of defensive big man. But I definitely feel like he can win one in Portland. It just they need to swap out a couple of things. That's all I can say. They need to swap out a couple of positions, a couple of players, to like add in, you know, a better supporting cast for. I like to say Dame and CJ, but mainly for Dame. Obviously, he's the star of that team, so.
Yeah,
that's
if I was
what I got to say about that. But.
Yeah, if I was Portland, right now, like what I would do, like in this coming free agency, I'm telling you, I will put all my chips on the table, and I'm going after AD, like because I feel like he gonna, you know what I'm saying, if you somehow land AD, then that just completely changes everything. If you put in Dane and CJ and AD, and then keep Whiteside, Anthony. That'd be solid. So if I was them, that's exactly what I would do.
Would definitely be nasty. That would definitely be nasty. You have Dame, like you said, Dame, CJ, AD. If you want to, you can give up one of your big men. Have AD play the
Okay. I feel like, bro, like you need at least minimum like four bigs. That's how I feel, bro.
You feel that?
Like all that small ball stuff, that's cool and everything, but at the same time, you need a big man on the team, bro. You know what I mean? And then I'm saying like four because you know people get in a long season, people get injured, people get tired. You know what I mean? You can't have a 7-footer playing 45 minutes a night for 82 games. You know what I mean? Like they knees is gonna give out, their legs gonna give out. So that's why I say four. To kind of just even out those numbers.
I feel that. That would actually be a nice little trio, though. AD, Hassan, and Nurkic, that would be nasty. You could slide AD at that. First of all three of them. Actually, I would say keep Hassan at that center spot. Nurkic, he played the four and the five, and then AD obviously can play the four and the five. That would be nasty, actually. Honestly, you start letting my boy Caleb Swanigan spin, dog, because he's like that, bro. But he definitely don't be getting the time he need, though. I'm not going to lie. But on to the next topic. Obviously, we know the Warriors suck. What should the Warriors do with their high projected lottery, high lottery draft pick.
If I was them, I mean, looking at the draft, you got, you know what I'm saying, you got LaMelo, you know what I'm saying, okay. But I just feel like in this draft, yeah, there's talent there, but I feel like, I mean, there's nobody that's like a immediate number one pick. Like, you like, oh, he's at definitely all. Number one pick. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying, like a Zion or like a LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody like that. So, me personally, you know, of course, I'll wait to end the season, close to the draft, all that stuff. But I would be looking to trade it. Because I feel like you can get some solid pieces and some solid value to go along with your team, because you're going to have your entire squad back next season. You're going to have Curry. You're going to have Klay. You got Andrew Wiggins now. You got Draymond still. And I think Andrew Wiggins helping Draymond out on the defensive side of the ball with Klay Thompson. Like, not only can that lineup score the ball, but they can play defense really, really well. Mm. And, you know, of course, they got good coaching. And now what I think is that you have your core. You have that, you know what I'm saying, your starting lineup is pretty much filled out already with the four players I just named. So what I would do is I would be looking to put pieces on the bench. And I mean, like, solid, you know, high-quality level pieces, because I don't know if you remember, but when the Warriors had KD, that was, like, a major weakness of theirs. It was, like, they didn't have a solid bench. They had, like, those four superstars, but they just didn't have, you know what I'm saying, a good bench. And if you look around the league, you know what I'm saying, the Clippers, the Lakers, all both, you know what I'm saying, the Rockets, they have a solid bench too. The Bucks, they have some good players coming off the bench. So, like, all the top teams in the league, they have at least a decent bench. Like, you know what I mean? So I feel like in order to compete, you need a full 12-man roster. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just play with three or four players for 82 games, you know what I mean, and expect to do it. Nah, like even the, you know what I'm saying, Jordan's Bulls, you know, they had good players coming off the bench. Shaq and Kobe Lakers, they had high-quality players coming off the bench. Miami Heat, when they had, you know what I'm saying, their, you know, dynasty run with LeBron and
Norris Cole and all that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They had good players. So I feel like that is a key factor. Like, that is something you have to have. So if I was the Warriors, I would be trying to use that pick to maybe acquire, you know what I'm saying, two or three players that can give me solid, high-quality levels off the bench. And then, you know, with Curry and Thompson coming back from injury like that, I think you don't want to just start them off with playing all these minutes up front. I think you want to give them time to kind of, you know what I'm saying, just get back used to it and also just limit their minutes. I don't think that as soon as the season starts, you should just have them out on the court for 45 minutes, you know what I mean? So just kind of level that out, and having players on the bench that can come out and produce will give Curry and Thompson, it will give them, you know what I'm saying, rest time. It'll give them time to be able to sit on the bench, you know what I'm saying, to get their energy back up. So if I was them, that's what I would be doing.
I feel that. I'm definitely with it. I don't think they really need this draft pick. Like, you still got your team. You got, first of all, you got your big three. You got Klay, Steph, and Draymond. You know, you just added Andrew Wiggins. Like you said, traded for some bench players. Like, you need a bench. And as you said, like, I can only piggyback off what you said. When they had KD, yeah, you had a three-headed superstar with the addition of Draymond. But your bench, you lacked your bench. So you had to rely on KD giving you 30, Steph giving you 30, and Klay giving you a 25 while locking up your best player, or – you know what I'm saying, just being that defensive anchor. And then you got Draymond, who's, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say it, all the stress was on him, but he just was a solid player. But then we went to the bench. Yeah, you had Andre Iguodala, but who else did you have? Like, you know, so you had to rely on your stars to do what they had to do every night. And with that being said, I just feel like they definitely need to just use that pick. Like I said, it's nobody. Like, yeah, okay, LaMelo. But, I mean, it's nobody like, oh, my God, like, look at him. You know, we can say that due to COVID and everything, like, we didn't see all these stars, like, college stars do their thing to be like, oh, he's the number one draft pick, like Zion or you know, AD and all them people. So, but it just nobody stands out. So, I would say you. And like I said, they don't really need the draft pick. Yeah, they suck this year, mainly because due to injuries from last year when Kawhi did his thing. But they just doesn't. They don't need, you know, a draft. They don't need a draft pick. They just need more players. Simple as that. But you know, I don't know the Warriors. They still. I feel like when they get their people back, they may be a team up there. And I can't wait till they get the players back because I like when people are at their best. They can compete. So yeah, we can talk about them this year, but I definitely think they'll be back next year.
Yep.
Probably not back to the finals, but they'll definitely be back in the playoffs, I would say.
I think they got a good shot at getting to the finals. I mean, let's not forget that this has been a team for the last 5 years of the NBA, so
yeah, I feel they gotta run into Kawhi though.
Okay. Well, okay. Like I said, they've been the team for the last 5 years in the NBA, so simple as that. Because, I mean, Kawhi was running and hiding that one season.
First of all, when he met them in the playoffs, what did he do to them?
That boy had a bruised knee.
Oh.
He said, I can't go, coach.
When he met them in the playoffs, I believe it was the conference finals. If it was the conference finals or the semifinals, what did he do to them?
What did he do when it was time for him to face Giannis? What did he do?
Talking about this little puny game?
He tucked his tail between his legs and he ran.
What did he do when it was playoff time? Okay.
What are you talking about here? Are you talking about in the playoffs when they face the Bucks or when they face the Warriors?
Simple. I'm talking about when Giannis got boxed up by Kawhi in the playoffs when he was with Toronto, them boys up north. What did Kawhi do to him? How did I win my cases? Let me say that. Let me refresh your memory. How did I win my cases?
Please don't. Hold on. See, don't do that because don't go to cases because I can embarrass you.
How did I win my cases?
All right, then. Don't go to cases. But just hold on. First of all, okay. You say that, but let's talk about the finals. Let's talk about the championship. How you going to sit there and be like that team would have beat the Warriors fully healthy?
I never said that.
Every time I ever said that they only won because the Warriors was not 100%, like they were nowhere near healthy, you always be like, oh, I don't want to hear that. Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear that.
Because,
they would
have
won.
I hate when you say that because injuries are a part of the game.
But it don't matter, bro. That's not what we're talking about. Obviously they are because they happen. But what I'm talking about is the Raptors would not have won, period.
Do you not finna sit here and tell me that they wouldn't have? And then
that's what I was saying. You go. That's your two colors.
Y'all literally was sitting there saying it'd have been 4-1, bro. They'd have swept them. No, they not finna sweep the Raptors, bro. No, they not.
Bro, they would have. All right.
They not. It's
they
would have
swept them, bro. All right, this the same team that barely got past the 76ers. Barely. But all right.
Barely?
Barely, Tom. Barely, but
I had Kyle Lowry sticking Jimmy Butler. That's literally one of the biggest teams that the league seen. Like what?
Don't get me started on Lowry.
They literally had Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler. Who else they had? They had Tobias, Joel, and who was they five, dude? Oh, JJ Redick. Like what?
They barely got past them, bro. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that was the biggest they had, bro. That was a bad series for the Toronto Raptors, bro. That was a bad series for them. Like, bro, they were outmatched at just about every position. Besides Kawhi's
position.
That's
crazy that you sit there and you make all these excuses for Kawhi.
It's not no
damn when people
how's it,
yes, it
how's
is, bro. Yes, it is, bro.
Them.
Yes, it
he
is, bro. Cause him. At the end of the day, it's you know what? You got it, bro. Cause I said, I know your true colors. I know your true colors. Like you've shown it.
I know I
you shown it.
It.
Like I see what type of guy you are. But then and it's cool. It's all good.
It's funny because we struggle with us and everybody. But
who?
Giannis from doing
who?
Jonathan
who?
Do that.
Who struggled? You said we?
Yeah, me and Kawhi. We struggle.
I don't want it all. That's it. That's it.
Me and Kawhi, we struggle.
Don't all right. So now that you say we, that means you a Clipper fan. That means you a Clipper. So stay on that side. Stay on that side of the fence. Stay on that. No, I don't want
to
hear it. Stay on that
being
side.
A Clipper, dude.
Stay on that side. You just said we. That's I caught you. You said
me
we
and Kawhi. Yeah.
Who do Kawhi play for? The who?
Dude, he plays for the Clippers now.
I don't
want
to hear it, bro. That's the that tone. That's literally the same as being like, it's being like, I don't know. What's another top rivalry in sports?
Facts. What the facts?
The Dolphins. The Dolphins in the what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Facts.
That's like you don't have anything to say. What are you talking about?
Because there's no rivalry in sports that is like the Lakers and the Clippers. And you sitting there calling yourself a Laker fan, but then you want to join with Kawhi as soon as you get to the Clippers. That is lame.
Wait. I want to join Kawhi when he gets to the Clippers. What?
That's lame.
I want to join Kawhi when he gets to the Clippers.
That's lame, Tom.
You don't even know what you're saying. What?
Dude, you don't know what you're saying. Bro, what I'm saying is, how you going to sit there and be a fan of a man that's on, you said you claim your favorite team is the Lakers. But you know the biggest rivalry the Lakers got outside of the Celtics is the Clippers. So you going to sit there and cheer for a person who plays for the Clippers. That's lame.
So just because he goes to the Clippers, I can say that's not my favorite player no more.
Bruh, how you gonna sit there and okay? All right, Tom. Because I said, it's weird. It's weird
like,
because
what?
It's weird. It's simply weird.
Like
I don't understand. I really wish Sam was on here, bro. Because I know he would agree. Mo would too.
First of all, why are you looking for another dude? Kawhi.
Don't do that, bro.
He's been my favorite player since Kobe left the league. He's been my favorite player since Kobe left the league. First of all, you said an invalid fact. An invalid statement. You're talking about I joined Kawhi whenever you went to the
okay,
Clippers.
Hold on, bro. I misworded that. You know what the hell I meant, bro. You know what I mean. I meant to say you started rocking with the Clippers when Kawhi went there. And like that's weird because it's like I know that was your favorite player.
I say in day in, day out, I don't care about that. If Kawhi leaves, I don't care about I'm not gonna say bro, the Clippers are one of my favorite teams.
But at this point in time, you have made comments about getting the Clipper jersey. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, it's a troll. What are you?
Am I right or am I
wrong?
No, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. If you
you're being weird.
That's lame. That's really lame.
Bro, you are being very
that's really lame.
Very odd, bro.
That's really lame. But it's cool because I don't want to.
You tell it.
I don't want to hear it, bro. So when the Lakers eliminate your team, and people, I said when the Lakers eliminate your team, I don't want to see no celebration coming from you. I better not see no posts. I better not see nothing.
The Lakers can beat everybody else besides the top team. They're literally what they 2-1 against the Clippers. They 1-1 against Giannis. Who else? That bitch got to step up. Kuz got to step up. Caruso got to step up. D Green better hit.
Hold on. You just you can't talk about the Lakers because you're not a fan.
Man, nigga, they got to
You can't talk about the Lakers because you're not a fan.
They
got to
step up.
Simple as that.
Paul George going to do his job.
Simple as that.
Pat Bev going to do his job.
Simple. Like you're lame.
Do his job. Marcus
like
Morgan do his job.
It's cool.
Trey
it's cool, but just,
do his job.
Just keep your Clippers jersey.
Tupac gonna do his job.
Keep your Clippers
like
jersey. We,
like they heard.
I don't wanna
they
hear.
Heard. They better step up.
It's lame.
Kawhi gonna do it anyway.
It's weak.
I can't wait to top ball. They gonna be back. They go on way Clipper tone again, bro.
Wow. See, there you go. There go your true colors right
I've
there. Come on, Clipper tone.
I've talked to him a couple times. He wants to come out. I say, no, I'm not having it, man. I'm not having it.
You went along with a whole alter ego just so you could cheer for another team.
Man, the man on the show knew that he made that alter ego.
What kind of man does that? You went along with a whole alter ego just so you could cheer for another team.
Clippertone. Next you know, Clippertone is made. Next you know, they tee up Clippertone. Then Clippertone. It's a lot to explain, man. Y'all have to
bring
up for a day one. But on to our next topic, man. Can Cam still be a top QB in the league?
I'm gonna let you touch on that.
Man, me, I'm gonna definitely say no. Because when we say top QBs in the league, you think of Pat Mahomes, you think of T. Brady, got Lamar, you got Russell Wilson, and you know, people like A-Rod. And I'm not, and that's why I said earlier in the show, y'all gonna feel like I'm real, because I'm not throwing in Drew Brees. I don't like him. Simple. Mm-hmm. He rubbed me the wrong way, so I'm not going to even say his name. So I threw in A-Rod. I'm not messing with Drew Brees, so I don't even, you know, he's like I said, he's canceled. Like I said, he's canceled.
Yeah.
Simple as that. And like I said, I wasn't going for that naive. I mean, not naive, that BS apology he gave up earlier. I'm not going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it was a PR stunt. I know he didn't type all of that. That wasn't from the heart. Right. I feel like people just, Drew, you're going through this right now. You might need to say something. No, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it, man. So, Pat, when I think of top quarterbacks, I think of Pat Mahomes, T. Brady, Lamar, Russell Wilson, and like A-Rod. I think the people that Cam can compete with, I don't think he can compete with any of them top people up there. I think the people that Cam needs to be competing with is like D.W. Foe or Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott. You maybe throw in Big Ben or even Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, something like that. He can mm-hmm. be like competing with them down there. I ain't gonna say down there because maybe they're top 10 QBs in the league, top 20, something like that. I think he could be, you know, competing with them, not those top five quarterbacks I named. And those are obviously my top five, so I'm not, that's my opinion. You can say whatever you want. But I think he can only compete with those that bottom half of the top 10 quarterback spot. I'm not, like I said, I'm rooting for Cam. I hope Cam, you know, do something, but I've already touched on Cam, you know, previous shows, but I've kind of honestly said all that I can say about Cam. I just want him to get out there already. And that's, you know, that's all I got to say about that.
I mean, I think in the right situation, Cam could do something. But not, I mean, he's not a top QB in the league, though. Like, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go as far as saying that, because when I think top QB in the league, you know what I'm saying? Like, my top five, in no order, for real, no order, would just be, it'll be A-Rod, Russell Wilson. Obviously, I'm not counting Drew Brees, but A-Rod, Russell Wilson, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes. And then I don't have to get at other spots to T. Brady, too. So, I don't think he can compete with none of them. But I think, like I said, in the right situation, he could do something. Like, I would love to see him, like, for real, honestly, if it's a few teams. Like, obviously, I've been saying the Browns. I've been saying that, like, him with Landry and Odell over there. I think he could – that would be pretty nasty. I think that if the Cowboys can't get Dak done, I know they signed Andy Dalton, but I think Cam Newton would be a better option. He kind of has a similar, you know, play style a little bit to Dak Prescott, so I think he'll kind of fit in that offense pretty good. So I would say – I don't think he's a top quarterback in the league, but I feel like in the right situation, though, he could definitely get back to being that.
I feel that. I definitely wish the best for Cam, man. But on to our next topic and our final topic. We got the number 8 of our top 10 NBA players. Who you got for me, Ant? Number 8, man.
So this one, it's a little...
Number 8.
I'm gonna have to go with CJ over there in Portland.
That's cold. Now that right there, that's cold.
I mean, CJ like that.
Definitely is like that. So now I know if in your top 10, you definitely got two Portland Trailblazers in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. So
obviously, I'm not going to throw CJ in there and they're not. Come on now.
Yeah, I feel it. Okay, well, for me, I got that guy in Philly, man. I got Joel Embiid, man. He definitely – uh-oh. What's up?
Man, I'm going to leave that alone, bro. I'm going to let you. We all said it's early on this Thursday, man. I ain't even finna – it's all, you know, it's whatever.
He's talking about some – What's man, up, that's man? Crazy. Act like Joel ain't like that. That boy Joel. Act like Joel ain't like that, man. Man. Joel could be, bro. Bro, he could be so much better, bro. If he just, man, I don't know what he's going to do.
That's the dude that was eating hamburgers before the game.
I thought that was in the middle of the game. He's eating hamburgers.
Nah, but that was before the game. Then it's the dude. It's the dude who your guy hit the shot on. I don't know about that one, bro. I don't know. Like, who do you have? Like, you said who as your
Jimmy Butler was my 10. Jimmy Butler was my 10. Joker was my 9. Joel is my 8.
And you saying Joel is better than them?
I definitely think that, yeah, I think Joel better than him.
Better than Jimmy?
Joel is a walking, I can't even put him up at a 4. He's walking 30. He's 30 and 30. And, I don't even know. I think he's like a 30 and, he really should be 30 and 15 on some Shaq numbers type stuff. But he honestly and realistically, he probably a 25 and like 12. Yeah, that's probably him. He honestly, like I said, he honestly should be a 30 and 15, but he is like a 25 and 12.
Bro, I'd have been cool with you putting him at 10, but not over Jimmy, though.
Man,
not over Jimmy. Come on.
I think Jimmy is the most slept on player in the league on the low. Like, with Jimmy, I think he's probably the most slept on player in the league.
No, he's not. My boy over there at Phoenix is.
D-Book?
Yeah, D-Book. People be sleeping on him, bro. D-Book is like that. He just got to get to a team that's better. And I'm telling you, that dude is like that. People don't understand, bro. You know how I feel about D-Book, bro. I've talked about him before.
Yeah. I feel that.
But Jimmy is underrated, though.
That's what I said. I can feel that. And I'm probably about the best, most underrated in the league. But like I said, I did get trying to think about D-Book. He definitely is not looked at for real. He scored his 70-piece and that was about it. That was the highlight of their season, Sun season.
Man, it's crazy. Like they got that's a talented player they got, man. But it just seemed like, dude. And as a talented player like that, I don't know. After a while, you just got to get frustrated. You just got to get frustrated in the day because it's just like, dude. Like, I mean, what do I got to do? Score 150 points a game?
But we straight are not winning.
Exactly.
We are not winning, bro. Like.
Man,
I can't even think about that. Like, though, when we play, bro, like, imagine if we was just, like, not winning.
We was the best team in the league, sir.
We were definitely the best team in the league until we went up against them guys.
Oh, my God.
The best team in the league.
Got blown out by, like, 20 in the ship.
In the shield, bro.
We choked in the shield. That's cool.
That's probably the only choke of my life right there, bro. It's the only choke of my life. And I knew it was over, bro. I got the steal, bro. I dove on the ground. I looked up. Dude said travel. I said, oh, man, game over, bro. And then we finna fight each other after that, bro.
Nah, bro, because everybody was mad, bro. So everybody was just like blaming everybody, bro. So it was just a little heated. So and if it was like that, I can only imagine like how like NBA Finals is when the loser team lose and the best player being there, like just ready to go crazy.
I can only imagine, but we ran through that whole entire league, bro. We got to the chip.
It was so easy, so simple. Didn't break a sweat. Man.
Didn't break a sweat, bro.
But it's cool, though.
I'm straight. I wish I could go back, bro, to, like, to the skills I have now. I wish I could go back. No lie.
Man.
Because we would definitely blow through again.
I mean, but, like, it's cool, though, because, like I said, you know what I'm saying, I'm retired, and I'm going to win my ring as a coach. Simple as that.
That's cool. You win a ring as a coach. That's cool. But that'll wrap up today's show. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Tony and Show. We appreciate everybody for listening. Ant, you want to say anything?
Just want to say, you know, thank everybody for listening. I appreciate it. Y'all enjoy y'all day. You know, stay positive. Spread positivity, not negativity. That's all I think.
All right. Y'all have a nice day.